This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
This is Invincibility. You are listening to DAB Plus and Phoenix Digital Radio Online.
Caitlin is a companionship provider. She takes her pets to different organisations and lets them interact with clients. She's on the phone today to have a chat to us, and she'll be letting us know about her role as a companionship provider. Welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you for welcoming me.
Hi, Caitlin. Hey.
Right, so hi. Sue will be firing away with the questions.
Caitlin, can you tell us what you do, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, as a pet companionship provider, I take my pets to organisations like CPL, for example, and allow people to interact with them and just enjoy their company.
How long have you been doing this, Caitlin?
Yeah, so honestly, I haven't been doing it a super long time, probably only about 6 months or so now, but I do plan on doing it for quite a while.
Caitlin, why do you do this?
Well, I do this because I love people and I love animals. I feel like animals are really fantastic healers for people, especially emotionally. I know personally that their companionship brings me like an overwhelming amount of joy, and I sort of just want to share that with people.
How does it make you feel?
Honestly, it makes me feel wonderfully happy. I can't imagine a better feeling than, you know, knowing people are loving and enjoying my pets as much as I do.
What kinds of pets do you use?
Look, honestly, any sort of pet can be used for therapy work, but in particular, I bring my dogs, Charlie and Nellie, with me, sort of a variety of guinea pigs, chickens, or sometimes I'll even bring my little pony with me.
And what temperament does the animal need to have, and how do you choose the right animal, Caitlin?
Yeah, so look, as far as temperament goes, when you're looking at a therapy animal, you want a pet that's friendly, easy to handle, and has like a nice trainable personality. I guess pets that suffer with lots of sort of anxiety or fear may not be suitable for this kind of work, even if they're really, really good with your like yourself personally. Generally, when I'm looking for and I'm looking to pick an animal for therapy work, I try to pick an animal that likes to go up to people, enjoys interacting with them, but they're easily recalled or moved away from a person. This is mostly because an animal sometimes might scare someone, like if they get a bit overexcited or overwhelm someone without meaning to. So that's a really, really important aspect of picking a therapy animal.
And can anyone interact with your own animals? And how does someone who can't hold or pet any animal with their hands?
Yeah, so anyone can interact with the animals. So for those that can't really, like, pet with their hands, smaller animals like guinea pigs or chickens can be brought up onto people's chests for a cuddle. Even sometimes just being able to look at or watch an animal can provide lots of joy, especially if they're really, really silly or very, very good at tricks.
And what types of places do you take your pets to?
Okay, so my pets are therapy animals, so they don't necessarily have public access rights like service animals. This is super important because even though my pets are friendly, they're not service dogs and aren't trained for public places. As therapy animals, though, they can visit hospitals if they have the accreditation or private facilities like CPL without accreditation.
How do you advertise and what you do?
Well, I don't really advertise what I do. There isn't really a high demand for it. So what I tend to find is easiest, I tend to often ask facilities and sort of go, hey, are you looking for someone, you know, to bring their pets in? And generally, yeah, I just sort of have a look and see if places are advertising. CPL, I know, for example, advertises when they're looking for a pet companionship provider. And you tend to just follow the prompts, essentially, and go through their process.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us on our show today, Caitlin. I've been there when you've brought your dogs in, and it's been a fantastic experience for our clients.
Very entertaining.
I know they definitely get a lot of joy out of what you do, and I think what you're doing is actually great because I know animals for me, dogs for me in particular, even just patting a dog can make me, it just brings a sense of calm, which is, it's awesome.
No, absolutely. They're just such calming, wonderful animals to be around.
Well, thank you again for joining our show. Have a fantastic weekend, and we look forward to seeing you next time you come in.
Not a worry. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.